Hi, this is Tony with TonyTGarden.com, helping you to turn your problems into profits. Recently, I received an email from a marketer with the headline of four magic and foolproof ways to find out what your market wants and what they will buy. Now, not discrediting this marketer at all, because some of these ways that he talked about were valid and they can work and at least give you some surface level understanding of what your prospects may want. But here's the interesting thing that I found was that not one of the four actually included making an offer to your prospects. Now, what I've found is that you can ask for people's opinions all day long. Matter of fact, if you want to know if this is true, just ask people about your business. Right now, if you're a coach or an expert, ask them their opinion on what you think that they should be selling or offering. And you know, they'll give you all kinds of feedback and all kinds of opinions on what you should do, what you need to do, what you ought to do. And that's great, except that whenever I hear the word should, need, ought to, or supposed to, I know that they're injecting their value system into my business. And that's a recipe for failure. So what I've found is that by making offers to your prospects and asking for payment, you'll find out really quickly what it is that they're willing to pay for. Now, how can you go about doing this? Well, number one, in my programs, what I like to do is to pre-sell programs before I ever create the first piece of content. Why is that? Because I don't want to go through and create, you know, weeks of content and hours upon hours of content, if necessary, and then only to find out that someone isn't willing to pay for it. So what I like to do is ensure that I've got that offer on point, make sure that I understand the needs and the wants and the fears and frustrations of my prospect that I'm working with. And at that point, I'm then going to put an offer in front of them. And not just any offer, but it's going to be an offer that I've crafted, articulated, and then able to communicate to them that is their most ideal solution in their eyes. And by doing so, if they put a credit card down and they make a payment, well, guess what? Then I have confirmation that my offer is valuable. So with that, again, I want to encourage that you ensure that you're not relying on surveys by themselves or just in market research, although that can be helpful. But the bottom line is you'll know exactly what people are willing to pay for when you ask them to put down a credit card and invest highly in themselves through you. So with that, this is Tony Teagarden. I hope this has been helpful to you. If you like this information, you'd like to get more like it, go ahead and subscribe on this page, and I'll see you real soon.